From Interlochen Public Radio, this is Order Up, digging into Northern Michigan's diners.
You kind of have to have good food when you're out in the middle of nowhere on a dirt road.
A series about diner food, diner culture, and diner people.
I enjoy it. It doesn't matter how little sleep I get. I'm up at 3 o'clock on Saturday morning to get in here, make those cinnamon rolls, get the biscuits going.
Today on Order Up, we'll visit a cafe full of bears. Don't worry, the bears at the Bear Claw Cafe in Kotmish are only decorative, but the bears are part of a unique diner whose owner wants you to look at the animal differently. IPR's Max Johnston explains.
The Bear Claw Cafe sits right off the highway in the village of Kotmish, Michigan. Population 191. The cafe is hard to miss. Just follow the bear paws painted on the sidewalk. They'll lead you right to the front door. The dining room is small. There are only 10 tables or so. But there are a lot of bears. Teddy bears hang from the banisters, carved wooden bears sit on tables, and Polaroids of bears cover walls.
But these are here are local sightings here in the area of bear that people have actually gotten to take pictures of or trail cam pictures of. This guy right here, he's probably probably pushing 600 pounds.
That's Scott Grant, owner and operator of the Bear Claw Cafe. And he's not picky when it comes to decorations.
That's not hard, anything black bear. And every other bear in here was actually donated by or given to us by our local customers. And there's a story behind most of them.
Looking around, you might expect a live grizzly bear to be flipping your pancakes. In fact, the only thing without bears is the menu, unless you count the burger named after one.
In the fall and in the spring, we do a Kodiak Bear Challenge here, which is a 6.5-pound burger. You have an hour to eat it. If you eat it, it's yours. If not, it's $23.
Scott's passion for bears goes back to when he was a kid, hunting with his family. But he hasn't gone hunting lately. That's because in Northwest Michigan, it can take over a decade to get a bear hunting license. Because of that challenge, a lot of hunters are eager to shoot a bear, but not Scott. Last time he went bear hunting, over 20 years ago, he had a chance to shoot a bear, but didn't.
But it just wasn't what I wanted. I knew that bear was in good shape, and it would probably live for a lot of years, and it was just too small for me. It wouldn't have even made a throw up. I'm looking for something that will cover my dining room.
Scott's other passion is food. After working as a chef in Grand Rapids for over 25 years, Scott retired and moved to Kotmish, but he couldn't stay away from the kitchen. So he bought some property and opened the Bear Claw Cafe. Everything that's served here is made from scratch, from the gravy to the bear claws themselves.
Hanging above my doors, my philosophy, simple foods cooked right are delicious, and that's what we do here. Everything is all homemade.
Customers may come in for the food, but Scott wants them to leave with some knowledge.
People ask me about bears all the time, and I tell them the same thing I'm telling you, that you really don't have to fear bear.
If you're as scared of bears as I am, swing by the Bear Claw Cafe and see if Scott changes your mind. Reporting from Kotmish, I'm Max Johnston.